so many people in this community that want to make a difference. They want to be sitting at that council table, and they want to really represent their community and their city as a whole to see the future of this city. We know there's going to be a big, big turnaround happening on the 24th of October when that big election happens here in the city of Ottawa. Stephanie Plante wants to join us today to talk about why she's running in Rideau-Vanier. Hi, Stephanie.
Bonjour, Sam. How are you?
It's wonderful to spend time with you. Thank you so much for spending time with us on City News.
Thank you for having me, and thanks to David and Noah on your team for hooking us up. They were really great.
Well, they are the best, absolutely. Stephanie, let's talk about why you want to put your name forward and represent the ward of Rideau-Vanier.
Well, I've been living in this ward for almost 20 years. I'm a mom. I've worked at every level of government, and I've been a very big volunteer in the community. So I know about a lot of the issues, and I actually know how the system works and how we can go about solving them. So I'm really excited to put my candidacy forward. I have a lot of great ideas that has had a lot of community input, and I'm excited to start pounding the pavement.
And Stephanie, I have a sense of what would be important there, but I don't live in Rideau-Vanier. Tell me what you're hearing from people and what you're experiencing in terms of top priorities in that ward.
Right. So what I keep hearing over and over and over again is obviously the issues about our physician shortage in this area, and I'm assuming that's also Ottawa-wide. The lack of housing options, not just for people who want the one bedrooms, but people who have families and have to move away so they can find enough space that they can afford. They want safer neighborhoods, and that includes everything from, you know, sidewalk cleaning to garbage disposal to public toilets, water fountains, and cleaner parks. And, you know, people, especially younger people, are very concerned about the climate crisis. There's no, you know, plan B for this planet. And so we want to make sure that we have bike lanes and a tree canopy and a public transit system that works.
And Stephanie, we know that Mathieu Fleury, who has represented that community for the last couple of terms, is decided not to put his name forward for re-election. So there's going to be a new face representing that community. When you think about sort of all the new faces at council, what hope do you have for maybe some change at that table?
Right. So not to plug my social media or anything, but I have been actually doing Instagram lives with candidates in other wards. The simple reason being I don't know the other wards very well. And it's very obvious, as you mentioned at the top of the show, that, you know, people are very concerned about their communities. They're concerned about kind of what they perceive to be like rancor and club making that they had with the previous council. And everybody really wants to work together to find common solutions. You know, everybody is concerned about the housing crisis. Everybody's concerned about transit. And so hopefully, if I am elected, you know, I'm excited to work with them to tackle these issues head on, because obviously I'm not the only person running for council addressing them. And you know, they are province-wide as well.
Mm-hmm. And Stephanie, I mean, the ward was really at the center of yeah, you know, a very, very challenging time in our city, just about a month long there, where we were national and international news. Is that still being felt, do you think, by residents and businesses in the ward of Rideau-Vanier?
Absolutely. So as you know, we have the St. Bridget's Church as well that's in Lower Town. I was actually door knocking in Lower Town this morning right before this show. So it's honestly like it's still very present. It's on everyone's mind. And it's like it's exhausting, eh, for the residents down there. Like every single day they're calling bylaw, calling the police, following up with the counselor, following up with the MPP, you know. Every single day, it's like a full-time job to try to bring their community to some sense of normalcy. And I'm confident that they will, but it's been a long road for them, for sure. You can sense the frustration. You can sense that they're exhausted, and they just want their community to be back to a normal community.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Stephanie, I know we don't know each other, but I used to work in municipal politics. I was an assistant to a counselor as well as chief of staff for a mayor. And you know, I know the inner workings a little bit. I mean, it was a long time ago, but I have a sense of it. And, you know, what I always sort of, you know, really noticed about some of the political figures back then is it is hard to sort of look at your own ward and be really conscientious, of course, about what's happening there, but also have that city view, especially when
right,
it comes to money. How will you, from a budget perspective, sort of balance those two things?
Well, we're, I'm going to say lucky in this ward, because we do have a lot of levels, federal levels of government that are involved in it, whether it's King Edward, which belongs to the province, or the government buildings, which belong to the federal government. We have some NCC land. So we're very lucky in that sense that there are parts of this ward that are, quote, you know, taken care of by other levels. But definitely there has to be some investments, some real long-term infrastructure investments into this ward, in things like housing, in things like bike lanes. And again, these things are not new. And I hear from the other candidates who are running that these are concerns in their wards as well. So, you know, I'm hoping we can kind of push things along in that direction. And I'm confident that city staff and those who are elected will see sort of the way, because again, these problems are not going anywhere and our ward deserves nothing less. We have one of the most historic, I live in one of the most historic wards in the city. The Byward Market's going to turn 200 years old in a couple of years. So we have to keep our ward stiff shiny, because this is where all the tourists go. They go into the Rideau Center, they do go in the Byward Market. And I know the city should recognize that, you know, investing in the Rideau Vanier, especially in the Francophone part and in the downtown part, is a worthwhile cause.
Because you're right, it's such a beautiful part of our city, and sadly, yay, some people do connect it, though, to crime and to, you know, people who find themselves homeless and are, you know, had the opioid crisis and all of those things, and not to sort of, you know, tar that community, because it is such a beautiful community with great people. But how are you going to work on those particular issues as well?
That is an excellent question, because, you know, a lot of the issues you're talking about, if you, and I'll be very specific to safe injection site, that is a provincial, a lot of the more sort of targeted housing initiatives are federal. So the person who is elected in this ward needs to have a very good relationship with the local MP and local MPP. And I just kind of figured this out. If I am elected, there would be three women in this ward, which I don't think any other ward has that, like a female representative who are single moms at all three levels. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to working with them to tackle those issues. And, you know, I've heard their speeches. I do follow them on social media. I can see that this is a priority for them. So I look forward to sort of pushing those buttons if I can.
Well, certainly good luck on the campaign trail. And we know that it's coming fast and furious. October 24th mm-hmm. is the big day. I don't have to tell you twice, but we appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Stephanie Plante joining us, candidate for city council in Rideau-Vanier. Like I said earlier, we are trying to meet all the candidates, whether that's school board trustees, councillors, of course, all our mayoral candidates as well. Give everybody an opportunity to be heard, you know, have their voice heard here on City News, get to know them. Really important decision. Each and every one of us that can vote in this city has, definitely a responsibility to do so. This time around is going to be more important than ever.
You've been listening to The Sam LaPrade Show.
Tune in again for local news and community views on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.